It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, folks. I want to remind everyone we're inviting you to join Odyssey and WWL for another I'm Listening special that focuses on all matters of mental health on World Suicide Prevention Day, which is tomorrow. The show features some of the biggest names in music, news, and sports, and some of the most respected mental health professionals. It's hosted by Carson Daly with Katie Neal, Dr. Alfie Breland Noble, and the Chief Medical Officer at the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, Dr. Christine Moutier. There will also be appearances by stars like Cynthia Erivo, Kane Brown, Neo, and lots more. The mission is spread awareness about mental health, and the message is it's okay to not be okay. Join us for Odyssey's mental health special, I'm Listening. That's tomorrow night, 8 p.m. here on WWL and the free Odyssey app, because talk saves lives. We're back here on Sports Talk getting ready to get into our WWL Sound Bank brought to you by First American Bank. Tough go for Juwan Johnson after the final play for the Saints there with that end zone. Had a chance to haul in a potentially game tying or go ahead score right there for the Saints. On the day though, Juwan, 8 catches, 76 yards, leading the black and gold, but was unable to secure that TD at the end of the game. Obviously felt really broken up about it. Let's hear from Juwan in the locker room. Our Saints sideline reporter, Jeff Nowak, got this audio.
Juwan, how close was it? How close were you to getting that one at the end?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I really couldn't tell you. I knew I had the ball in my hands, and when I hit the ground, it wasn't there anymore. So, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I'm not gonna trip on it. I mean, it's a play, it's a game. End of the day, we got next week. You know, it's just like, I think keep reminiscing on the verse is just like count it all joy that you go through various trials. You know, because you're testing your faith, create steadfast, and so it's just steadfast. It's just like it's just a little bump in the road. I'm not gonna make one moment, you know, determine who I am. You know, the biggest thing I wanted it for the city of New Orleans. I mean, I do love the city a lot, so I really want to make plays for this team, make plays for them, and make that happen that way. But, you know, it didn't happen, so it's just move on to the next one, and we got 49ers next. I know it sounds like, you know, a PR answer, but it really is. It's just I have to move on to the next one, because if I think on it, you know, you guys are really going to wonder what's wrong with him. So it's just going on to the next one. I mean, the one thing you're going to get is somebody that's just, if something happens, you just got to keep going. So
did you sense something different in Spencer in those last two drives? Because you guys were clicking in the last two drives.
Yeah. I was just telling him to be him. I mean, he's that guy. He's our QB1. I think the biggest thing is just let him be him. I think, you know, you don't have to be a shadow of anybody. We're not asking you to do too much. We're just asking you to be the starting quarterback. And I think he's kind of dove into that later on. And I think, you know, whatever the case may have been. But he's been playing well the whole game. And so he just really just ended up, you know, what he was doing. So, you know, he was getting guys the ball, nodding it up, knowing what Spencer does. And, you know, we have full trust in him. I told him after the game, I said, I have full trust in you. I'm behind you. Just keep doing what you're doing.
To that point, seeing that two-minute drive that you all had preseason against the Jaguars, how confident were you to see the success and possibly this one?
Yeah, we know what we can do. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Like, it doesn't matter what anybody says about us. I mean, I don't care what people say about us. The thing is like, we know what we got in this room. We know what we got on the offense. We know what we got on the line. We know what we got on the team. So the biggest thing is just focusing on what we got focused on. When you start hearing outside noises, you start looking left and right. And the biggest thing for us is we just keep looking forward. Because the thing is, like, regardless of not, like, it is pretty hard to go undefeated in the NFL. Like, we're going to lose a game. But the thing is like, let's not trip about it. Like, let's just keep our head focused and keep going forward. Because the thing is like, you keep harping on game one, you're going to be in the game five, be like, dang, we should have won week. No. Keep focused on the next game and keep going over there.
How frustrating were the penalties? So the penalties took a pre-snap.
It was frustrating. I guess you can say we're just working out, you know, the week one kinks. But the thing is like, we're a better and we're a smarter team than that. You know, we shouldn't be getting like false up penalties. I mean, physical penalties we get it, but like mental penalties, like those are stupid penalties. So we'll clean it up. We'll be on our guys this week. I think that's the biggest thing. I think a lot of the guys, like, a lot of guys are kind of young, so we just got to get on them just by, like, look, this is what it is, and if we want to get to where we got to be a lot smarter. So, and that starts with me, too, just being, you know, more vocal, getting on the guys in practice. And, you know, we don't got to put them down or anything. It's just like we just got to be more mindful, more intentional. So, you know, just going to next week, you'll see what you've seen in the last period more in the first quarter next week. So we just got to keep that going.
You guys finally got to the live books. How do you feel like you guys handled it? You know, you're down to, you know, one possession, one play where you have an opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, the game is going to go up and down. You're going to have ebbs and flows, you know. The thing is, just like, at the end of the day, I think, like, me making the play at the end kind of erases what happened in the beginning. But at the end of the day, I didn't make the play. And the thing is, just like, no matter what happened, any play throughout the course of the game could have been like, oh, that could have been the play. But we always worry about the last play. If the last play was made, wasn't made, just got to move forward. So, like I said, next week we got 16 games. I'm not going to trip on week one. We lost. We just come back with a win and keep going forward, make the city of New Orleans happy, make y'all happy, and then we'll go from there.
Saints tight end Juwan Johnson, that was after the Saints fall 20-13 to the Arizona Cardinals. We talked about it, Charlie, a tough pass breakup there in the end zone at the end. You wish Juwan had made the play. I've looked it over, I don't know, at least a dozen or more times now, and it is. It's a difficult catch because you have the defender coming in right there. The looks like the helmet comes in, lodging the ball loose. But, man, oh, man, it would have been a hell of a grab if he could have made it.
It was put in the perfect spot by Rattler. You can't ask anything more of your quarterback with that throw. And I know it's a tough catch, but you really, really do wish that Juwan could have come down with it. We'll see, Steve, what he ends up doing this season. Overall, like, strong performance, but what really kept it from being, A-plus performance, this is a guy that's going to have we're really expecting amazing things out of this season, is if he come down with incredibly difficult catch to potentially seal either a tie or a win late in the game. So
I will say for Juwan, too, people were calling him trash and it's garbage, and that's not fair.
That's a little extreme.
Right.
But, you know, I can understand some frustration.
It's Boomer and Geo, mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.